Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us inspire you and help you to create that life that you desire. Now, you can connect with me after the show through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. And when you're at that website, make sure that you sign up for my free newsletter. Because, folks, when you sign up for that newsletter, I'm going to send you 10 weekly inspiring videos that are filled with tools and techniques that will help you to create that life that you desire. And by the way, these tools and techniques I'm sharing with you, I use them personally in my own life to overcome and heal Crohn's disease, life and death pregnancy, abuse, divorce, near-death experience, and going on to soar above it all. So make sure you sign up for the free newsletter at AskSueLondon.com. I'll send you those videos and we'll get you creating that life you desire. So, Christopher.
Yes.
I'm like really in space world here right now. How's your week going?
I'm always in space world, so maybe we'll see each other traveling by a meteor or something. That's pretty good.
My gosh. Well, what folks don't know, we got to fill them in. My husband, Ross, had surgery yesterday.
And how'd he do?
Well, he did great, but I've been up since 3 a.m. this morning, and he's been sleeping, but with all the medicine he had, and it just woke him up. He was up all night, and then he slept all day. So I'm kind of like seeing double right now. And then if that's not bad enough, the one dog starts throwing up this afternoon. So I think he has kind of maybe sympathy sickness or something for Ross. So we're having lots of fun here. More
definitely
adventures,
a connection.
You know, on the London. What's that?
There's definitely a connection between animals, as you know.
Oh, absolutely.
And, of course, there's definitely a reason, I would say, because of Ross, that your dog is having stomach problems.
Oh, well, you know, the dogs haven't left him since he's come home. And he's actually in bed right now with the dogs right beside him. So, you know, our dogs are pet therapy dogs. And like all animals, they, too, sense what he's going through. So, and Gussie is quite sensitive to him because they're very close. So, yeah, lots of fun here in the London house. So can you top that?
I can never top the amount of activity and adventure that you have,
yes.
Sue.
Yes.
But it has always, as usual, been a crazy, busy week for me.
Yep.
And from getting ready for a big event that's happening in Musquamicut next week called Musquamicut Fall Fest. That's the beach area of Westerly. That's what Musquamicut is. And tonight, we're not doing the car show this evening because it's Democrat primary next week. Of course, you're in Canada, so you don't know about our elections and everything.
We've been seeing it here on TV.
Right, but tonight we're doing a live broadcast from Democrat headquarters in Westerly from 6:30 to 7:30, right after your show. So as soon as the show's over, I'm zipping up to Democrat headquarters to interview the politicians.
Well, look at that. So anyone in that area, make sure they stay tuned to the station, right? And they want to hear more of the updates and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
Right? Good. Well, I'm sharing about Ross having surgery and about the dog being sick because there couldn't be a better timing because tonight on our show, we have medical intuitive Michelle Hutchins. Now, Christopher, you remember Michelle came on and was doing psychic readings and she got you kind of right on the nose?
Yes, she was right on. She couldn't have been any more accurate.
Kind of scary, huh?
Not scary. I was actually, I'm very, very happy to meet somebody like Michelle.
Well, you know, I got to tell our listeners, and I think you know this, Christopher, when I first talked to Michelle, she didn't know anything about me personally. I hadn't told her anything. And the fact that I used to have Crohn's disease, for anyone who doesn't know that, who's listening, I used to have Crohn's disease in my life, and I've gone on to heal it. And Michelle picked up on that. And so tonight, she's going to share, you know, how I did it, because she tuned in and got that information. So she's amazing, absolutely amazing. So today, everyone can call in, or they can Skype their question. Skype. See, Chris, you might have to run the show tonight, my friend.
What else is new?
Nice.
I'm kidding.
But people, you can chat your questions in, or you can call in and ask Michelle your health questions. And of course, Christopher, we're going to, at the end of the show, maybe have Michelle kind of read you about your health, shall we?
I kind of figured that was coming, and you know what? Yeah. I welcome it with open arms.
Perfect. Well, guys, to learn more about Michelle Hutchins, I really encourage you to visit her website. It's michellehutchins.com. That is spelled michellehutchins.com. And to have Michelle read you today, the number you phone to call into the switchboard, and Christopher will answer the phone, the number you're going to call is 1-800-930-2819. Again, the number is 1-800-930-2819. And as I mentioned before, I messed it up. You're going to call into the... So listen to me, Christopher. This is going to be an interesting show. But you're going to email your questions into the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. So without any further delay, Michelle, welcome to Get Inspired Radio again, my friend.
Namaste, Sue. Namaste, Chris.
Namaste.
Oh, can you please tell me that my husband's surgery is going to be final once and for all this time?
Not
lie.
Yet.
If not, lie, okay?
I know. You know, it's so interesting, Sue, because we're going to have a great discussion on this. Yeah. Why some surgeries, it takes one surgery and some are multiples, and how we store this energy in certain body parts. You know, some people keep breaking the same arm over and over again. Now, if they don't break it, they burn it, they do something to it, and it seems to be an area of the body that they keep re-injuring. Well that's because there's a lot of injury in and around it. That's your husband, Ross.
Well, what happened with him, he had to have surgery for what's called a ganglia. Now, you're a registered nurse, so it's probably better that you explain to people what a ganglia is, because it's quite a common thing.
Yeah, it's actually quite painful. You know, it's the nerve ending in and around, you know, you can fill in for me, Sue, here, but it's the nerve ending, and I can't remember if it's basically bulbous in and around it, and it's very painful. When you press down on the skin, you'll actually hit the nerve ending.
And it's like almost looks like half of a plum. That's how big this growth is on his wrist.
Yeah.
And so he had to have, they did a first surgery where they kind of sucked the fluid out with a needle. Don't want to gross anyone out here, folks. But, you know, on my show, we go through everything together, folks. So, the first time that he had it, it didn't work. He had this brace on for 6 weeks, took it off, and it came back. So yesterday they actually cut this out. And this is, you know, day two of this since, you know, day one of recovery kind of thing. But again, they say that there's not 100% chance of them getting them. So,
it's amazing how our body starts to regrow parts and pieces and these extras. You know, some people have bone spurs and these extra, you know, what I would call a bulbous nerve ending. And you know, we grow cancer cells, and our body's open to cancer cells, which are deformed type cells or mutant cells. So all of this, we have energy in and around these areas in our body, and our body is actually trying to reach a state of what we would call homeostasis. Okay. So that's pretty much, Sue, how I look at the body. And Ross right now has a lot of energetic patterns in and around, not only in and around his wrist, but his neck. I'm hearing some neck stuff that's associated to it. So we link this energy, and you know, people have heard about the electromagnetic field that we have, and it's really our body that radiates out. And some people, normally it's about 12 to 18 inches. Some people radiate out 20 feet, 4 feet. Some people hold their electromagnetic field very close in. But basically, we're vibrating. So we're a bunch of atoms vibrating. So it's what I call we're ionic. And that's our electromagnetic field. We're electrically charged. So it's how we can walk into a room and just look at someone and see it. You know, we may not even see the expression on their face, or they may not even have an expression externally, but we can feel the anger, or we can feel the happiness. We can feel people. We sense things like animals do. So that's the electromagnetic field. And sometimes, like I said, in certain areas of the body, on different people, will store different, what psychologists would term belief systems. And these are just energetic patterns that we store cellularly. So Ross, he definitely has some big energetic patterns in and around his wrists. I'm hearing the right wrist more than the left, but both of them.
The right is where he had the surgery.
Yeah, right more than the left, but both of his wrists, Sue, really, really come up strong that are linked to his neck. So for him, it's a lot about support systems. And it's this belief system that if you cut off my hands, I could never work again. And when he starts having work issues, his wrists start flaring up. And so does his neck, believe it or not.
I know it all well. Right on.
So that's, you know, when we say we store energy in our neck or tension, some people store it in their knees, some people store it in their shoulders. For him, it's directly in his neck, and it's associated to his wrists with a belief system about work.
I know what, you don't even have to say anymore because I know exactly where you were with that.
But you know what? Here's the good news is that we can re-imprint that energy by removing it, by working with it. So definitely, you know, we can tell his body to stop growing these extra parts. His nerves or his neurons are actually trying to reconnect to his hands. And that's why he's growing some of these abnormalities. Now, again, Sue, I always tell you, although I am a registered nurse, I'm not creating any kind of a diagnosis here.
Point that out to everybody.
But, you know, these are things that we energetically can work with. You're a Reiki master, Sue. So we work with our energy all the time. And these are things that we'll talk about more on the show as people
as we go on. Absolutely. And I can tell you, I have been doing Reiki on him before the surgery and after. And anyone who doesn't know what Reiki is, it's energy that channels through a practitioner and goes to the person to help their the process of healing happen faster. So he's been getting a lot of Reiki. And really, for what he went through, he's not taking that many pain pills. So the Reiki has really been helping him. So I'm really grateful that I can, you know, help him. I just want him to sleep on better hours. That's the thing, you know. So, you know what, Michelle, let's move on. Thank you for sharing that. And so if anyone has a spouse that has this ganglia growth on their wrists, there's a good chance, Michelle, would you say that their spouse could have the same issues then?
Well, it's interesting how we transfer energy. You know, it's often why people will take on the disease process of a loved one. And it doesn't necessarily need to be a spouse, but, you know, it's kind of sympathetic. You know, it's sympathy pains. Like when somebody's having a baby, they're like, oh my gosh, you know, I think I'm gaining weight, or I think I'm hungry now, or gosh, my stomach hurts.
That's me. That's me, Michelle. I have a daughter that's having another baby, and I'm feeling it, and my belly's getting big every time I get near her.
Exactly. Yeah. We love people so much, we take them on and hold on to them. It's what we call attachment energetically. So we attach to things. So, you know, just go ahead and release it, Sue, and you can you can do it without releasing them. You can love them without having to love their disease process. But I find this commonly with people.
That's me. That's my world. Well, Michelle, let's take, we've had a caller waiting, so why don't we bring them on, and then you can help them out. Sound good? Okay, so Christopher, we have Jamel from New York City.
Yes, we do, and we're about to get him on right now.
Perfect.
If the phone lets me.
Okay.
Yeah, I know he's there in phone land.
Okay. We always have such wonderful...
Oh, there we go. Okay. And Jamel, hang on, because we're about to transfer you to the program.
Okay.
I press this button right here, and he should come right through. There he is.
Hello, Jamel.
Hello.
Welcome to Get Inspired Radio. You have a question you'd like to ask Michelle?
Yeah, I would. Thank you. I listened to your previous statement about your significant other, and you said, well, we go there, so I'm going to be a little delicate, but I'm going to say that I had an intimate situation happen last Thursday, and I was questioning if it was the best decision for me. So I wanted to ask the medical intuitive if she sensed anything. Again, it was not into. It's not into crazy or critical, but just wanted to sense if she sensed any imbalance in me that she could pick up, and also my tummy. It's just a normal problem that I have, and maybe it's a candida or something, or anything that she can pick up with that, and anything that she pick up.
Michelle, what do you think about that?
Yeah, hi, Jamel. Thank you. And, you know that I'm not doing any kind of diagnosis here on radio, but let's start with your first question, if that's okay. Your situation, you're asking if it was of your best and highest good. Are you concerned about a disease process, or what is your thoughts on that? I guess I just want to make sure I understand your question.
Okay. I heard that the first thing I said, oh, this is perfect, and call in and ask this. I'm not afraid of dying. But I am afraid of a sexually transmitted disease.
Right.
Maybe in the family of chlamydia, you know, those kind of things, like that. Not HIV, because it wasn't like that. But more of those situations that I already spoke to my own doctor, and they said, "Oh, come in in 2 weeks." I pulled up some cards, and I got, like, Death Temptation, different, like, things like that. But it was explanations behind it, which was very soothing about making poor choices and things like that. So, I'm not really, shaking in my boots, but just want to know, you know, if there was anything that you can pick up about last Thursday's experience.
Yeah. You know, the one thing, Jamel, that I'm being told, the biggest thing that you would be at risk for is hepatitis. Now, it's not something that's been transmitted to you right now, but it's just something in your future. You've had this sense, haven't you, that, I'm somewhat at risk for some of this stuff. Does that make sense to you when I say that?
Yeah.
You wouldn't be calling me and asking me this question if it didn't, right? And it's one of these situations that your guardian angels, or what we call your guides, are saying to you, hey, Jamel, be careful about this, because you do have a very high risk coming up in the future of some hepatitis coming forth. So please, please, please be careful. Now, it's great to get tested. So good for you for doing that. You know, it's something I've worked in hospitals a lot of my life. I still go get tested with things, and being careful with a partner. Absolutely. I'm not seeing or hearing anything right now, but you are at high risk if you go and do have some sex that's unprotected. So they're warning you, and it's pretty strong, because hepatitis would change your life. You know, it's an incurable disease.
Yeah, well, first off, I think that you're absolutely hitting it on the head. I think what I called in today, I didn't want to be too indelicate. I want to go, oh, well, you know, let me talk. But I think you hit it perfectly on the head. Again, I'm new at this, but sometimes I'm quiet, and I'll ask myself before I go to bed, and I get an answer. And I didn't get that, but I got sort of, no, but be careful. And then when I pulled the card, it was, boom, Death Temptation. It was more, and when I read it, it was a different deck. And when I read it, it was more about risky choices, things like that. Be aware, communicate with yourself, and child of God. Those were three things that I got. And so, I've been a little disconnected. So I've been a little unconscious with my, soothing practices, you know, using different things to soothe me, and not been really conscious of long-term repercussions and things like that. Because my mother's been sick, I've been overwhelmed. And so I've been sort of, I guess, grabbing at food and other things. Well, with sex, let's put it that way. Nothing else, nothing to the food and sex. And so I've been using these things, and I have IBS, so that's been hurting. And then I've been scared because of my poor choices. Only two I could think of, because everything else has been perfectly fine. But I just said, you know, I need to really get quiet and really tune in and say, okay, well, why am I scared? What is out of balance? What's going on? Try to be aware. And you saying that right now is like, okay, red flag. Okay, let's sort of, because it's not even the physical disease. It's more about the emotional thing that I'm feeling.
Right.
Some, you know, my mom and things like that, so I'm making these choices.
Yeah, you know, what I really hear, Jamal, a couple things that I just want to tell you that your guides are saying to me, that you do have about three or four different types, I'm being told, of candida and an overgrowth. So take a look at that. You really want to have an alkaline diet, and sugar hasn't been your friend. And some of that's coming in carbohydrates is what I'm being told. So check that out. You know, there's things called an ionic foot bath. They really do work. Also, you know, things like broccoli, leafy green vegetables, kale, things like that can really get your body alkaline, and there's supplements that you can take for that. Now, the thing that's really coming up for you, Jamil, and I hear, did you almost get hit by a car a few weeks ago?
I don't.
You weren't paying attention. You were not crossing the street, but you were opening your car door and almost got hit, is what I hear. They're saying I'm sorry.
I think there was a situation with an automobile that I don't drive, but
right.
When it was an incident, it was so brief. I didn't even think about it until you just said it. But yeah, it was a situation. I was in front of the library, or you know, I was going and coming, and it was a bus, and so it was a situation like that. But it was so brief. I didn't think about it.
Well. Your guides are bringing this up to me because it's the state of consciousness. You're pondering love a lot is what I hear. Like, what is love? What is love on the earth? How is this working in my life? And they just want you to get a little bit more conscious because you're doing some things that could really be dangerous in your life as you're going through this. And take a look at what works and doesn't work is what your guides are saying. You're really, really an intuitive guy and very smart and very thoughtful man. So, you know, these are things we do as a human being on earth. You know, we eat sugar. You know, we seek love sometimes in the wrong places, and or maybe do something a little, you know, that we aren't quite as cautious about that we should. And it's these are our wake-up calls from that of what I'll call the universe. And you're getting a lot of wake-up calls, and your guides are really trying to get your attention to say you truly could catch a disease if you have unprotected sex. This partner will know they have hepatitis, but they won't say anything to you, not thinking that you could catch it, as the chances are pretty low. So please, please, please be careful, because it's pretty imminent if you have unprotected sex, is what I'm hearing. So not to be too candid, but I like to tell listeners that trust your instincts, trust your this thing we call an intuition, your knowing, as your guides are always speaking to you for your best and highest good to warn you.
That's great.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in. And it is true what, you know, Michelle's saying about the diet. You're talking about IBS. I'm somebody who had Crohn's disease and was told it was incurable, and it's completely gone. And changing your diet is a really important first step for you. So give that a go. But thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Namaste, Jamil. Thanks so much for all your honesty and for calling in. Many blessings.
Thank you.
And, you know, Michelle, it's so true, isn't it? You know, if we listen to our intuition, a lot of times, you know, when we're listening, we can get the answers. You know, when you hear, you know, you need to take this supplement or you should eat this, there's a reason your body needs that. So I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Now, we have a lot of people here on the instant feedback area. So, what I want to do is I'll have you read the next one, but first what I want to do is give the phone number out if anyone else wants to call in. Okay, so folks, that number to call in and talk to Michelle is 1-800-930-2819. Again, the number is 1-800-930-2819. Now, we've got Natasha, and she just wants to know how's her health doing? Do you need anything besides her first name?
Nope, just where she's from, so I can locate her.
Hamilton, Ontario, Canada.
Okay, great. Go ahead, Sue.
Okay, so she just basically wants to know about her health, like how is her health?
Yeah, she frets a lot.
She does what?
She frets.
Okay, I didn't think you said that.
That's an old term, isn't it, when okay. I fret?
Yeah.
But that's okay. What they're saying to me, that she frets a lot, and a lot of it's external, but a lot's internal. And, you know, when you're fretting a lot, okay, meaning anxiety, nervousness, they're using the word fret for her.
Okay.
Because when you do this sense of ruminating over and over and over and over again, and you start ramping up your body, what I hear is her adrenal glands are on overtime.
Okay.
And your adrenal glands are part of your endocrine system. And you know, your adrenal glands are that of fight or flight. You've heard this term probably back when you were in biology. But it's the whole area of our body that when we were caveman and we used to run from dinosaurs, you know, we needed that extra adrenaline push, right? Give me that going.
Yeah.
Now, what happens with your adrenal glands is that when you're in this constant state of stress, they don't burn out. That's a bad way to put it, but they become overtaxed. And what you'll find is they almost become what I would call immune, and they stop working. So they stop producing or influence this whole neurochemical we call cortisol. Okay, now that's a lot of big words. But cortisol is something that you see on ads right now because people are saying, hey, do you have a big midsection or do you feel like you're getting heavier? Well, your cortisol levels are off. Well, this is what starts to happen. When we stress and stress and stress the body, what we do is we take it into different states of being than it's used to. So our body starts to respond to come back to a state of homeostasis, meaning a state of well balance. And it does its best to keep up with us, but that's why stress is linked to so many major chronic diseases like heart disease, cancers, diabetes, obesity, so many things with stress that we know that this whole sense of relaxation is what I'm hearing for Natasha is just huge, huge, huge for her being is to stop fretting so much because this happens over years and years and years and then we start to see disease process. So that's what I'm seeing as her biggest. And then I'm also seeing she carries everything in her stomach. So some lower bowel issues that when she's upset, pretty much has some problems with her bowels, things like that. That could turn a little bit more chronic. So just be careful of this stuff. But it really all has to do with stress and your stress levels.
Okay, perfect. Now, Natasha also wanted to know, she has a dog. He's a boxer breed, and his name is Winston, and he's not with her anymore, but she wants to know how he is. Can you listen to Winston?
Loves you, Natasha. He never really left your side. He's just in a different dimension. He's a very, very happy-go-lucky dog. However, a big protector of you would protect you to end days and stays by your side. Now, he's probably going to come back into your life. About 3 years is what I'm hearing. You're going to see a puppy that will remind you so much of Winston. Mm-hmm. It could be a different breed, but it may be a boxer because it would just remind you. But you'll just know it's Winston. And, it's such a sacred soul to yours. You know, animals, as they transcend, often they don't like to leave their owners. So they'll come back into your life again and again, what people call through reincarnation. They'll just come back into another body, is what I would call it, and join you back into your life. And Winston wants to come back with you.
Okay, good. Well, that's Natasha will be glad to hear that one. Can we take a caller now?
Yeah, absolutely. Natasha, okay. I'm hearing about Winston, something about the left rear paw, and this is how you'll know it's him.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Now, before we bring the next caller on, folks, I want to just let you know that you can call in and you can talk to our medical intuitive Michelle Hutchins today. So the number to call in is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that number is 1-800-930-2819. And you can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the website, transformationtalkradio.com. So we're here to help you today, folks. So, Christopher, let's bring Sarah on from New York.
All right, Sarah,
hello.
You're on.
Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
Welcome to Get Inspired Radio.
Well, thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, what would you like to ask Michelle today?
So I guess I just want to know what's it looking like for my career moving forward. I've made a career change recently, and I just want to know what's that looking like down the road.
Yeah, namaste, Sarah. Boy, you're really, really an insightful. You can read people so fast, Sarah, that it's like whiplash.
Oh.
You are a fantastic people person. Have you been told that before?
I have been told that from time to time, yes.
Yeah, quite a bit. Yeah, it's like whiplash. Trust your knowing. You're very, very accurate. And you're a very, very kind person who's very forgiving. This job, believe it or not, is going to be short-lived because you're going to get a promotion. Now, this promotion is going to feel like, oh my gosh, this is going to be whiplash. Where did this come from? I didn't expect it. When it comes forth, Sarah, I hear, take it, take it, take it, take it, take it. You'll think it's too early, and you'll feel guilty about this because you just kind of signed up and don't want to abandon anybody, but it's going to be the opportunity of a lifetime and have a ball with it.
Well, that sounds pretty good.
Very good.
All right. Well, thank you. Hopefully you're right.
Yes, I'm hearing it could come in 2 months. So pay attention and then just know that sometimes things are stepping stones. Sometimes one thing that seems perfect, and this job mm-hmm. feels pretty perfect to you, mm-hmm. it's just a stepping stone for the next, but it was perfect in that moment. And that's, you know, that's the beauty of how this works is that, you know, when you live in the present, which I hear you very much do, you've kind of given up this whole master planning thing is what they're telling me, that you've kind of finally like ripped up the piece of paper, thrown it up in the air and said, okay, I'm living for today. I can only do what I can do today and move on. You still like to plan, but you kind of get the whole living in the present thing. And that's very true. It's perfect. So have a ball. They'll love you. And it's going to lead to something pretty darn quick. And all I'm hearing is it would be of your best and highest good to take a very hardcore look at what's coming next. Again, it's all choice, but it's really leading you on your path.
Okay.
I just keep hearing leadership management for you, whatever that means for you.
Okay, that's very interesting, actually. All right, leadership management. All right, interesting. Well, thank you very much.
Keep us posted, girl.
I will. Thanks very much for your time.
Thanks for calling in.
Take care. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's take someone here from the feedback area now. This is Leanne, and she's from Burlington, Ontario, Canada.
Great.
And she wants you just to tell her about her overall health.
Okay, great. All I hear is a very, very, very fit person.
Very, but what is that? Say that again.
Fit. A very fit person.
Fit, okay.
Physically and mentally. The only thing lacking is this whole element of true love. Is what I hear. And it's funny, Sue, you know, we've been talking about the physical body, but our physical body is so tied into that of the emotional and the spiritual bodies, right? So one works off the next. So what do I mean by that? And this is a great one, Leanne. Thanks for asking your question. Is that this whole sense of true love, what so many people on earth are seeking right now, and this whole redefinition of what love is, Sue could be like, you could write a book and this next chapter of your life is really of this lack of love for self, Leanne, is what you're really wrestling with. Now, I'm asking a little bit more questions as they're channeling through me. Mm-hmm. That really, the love you're seeking outside of yourself truly has to do with the love inside and this whole state of being that you, all you are is love. Okay. So what we know is love is 528 hertz. We've measured it. And what hertz is just a cycle. It's an electrical cycle. And it's cycles per second is what it stands for. And that we know that love vibrates to a very high level, 528 hertz. So, Sue, your body in true, or Leanne, your body in true form, yep, means that you are that of 528 hertz, or some people are even more than that. And this is Leanne's quest, is to understand that you don't need to seek love outside of yourself. You are all love. So does that have effects on the body? All the time. Right now, statistically, 1 in 3 people in the world will have a cancer sometime in their lifetime. Now, that is sobering. At least it is to me when I first read it. And trust me, these are statistics from the World Health Organization. So big statistics. And what this really has to do is we know cancers, heart disease, many are emotional diseases. And this whole search for love has to do and interacts with diseases. So Leanne, what I'm hearing is you do all the right things. You worry about disease a lot, but you eat, look for ways to be healthy. The biggest thing right now is emotionally in this whole sense of love. Seek love inside of yourself, and it's a winner, winner, chicken dinner. You'll have a great lifetime, is all I hear. So thank you for asking, and so far, so good. And that's the quest, and that's how it's tied into the body and disease process.
Perfect. Well, that's wonderful. Are you ready to take a caller now?
Oh,
We have a busy show today here, my friend. I hope I'm not wearing you out yet.
No, fantastic. And by the way, Leanne, they just told me your foot pain will go away when you find this answer to love. So good luck with that.
Good. Okay, well, let's take Christopher. Can you bring Kate from Connecticut on?
Kate, you're on the air.
Okay. Hi, Kate.
Okay, thank you. Hi.
You're speaking to Sue at Get Inspired Radio. I understand do you have a question about your cat? Is that what you'd like to ask?
I do.
Okay.
Yes, I miss him very much.
Okay. Do you want to ask Michelle your question?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. His name was George. And I just wonder if I'll see him again.
Oh. Did he get hit by a car at some point, Kate? His lifetime?
No. He died from a coyote.
Yeah. No, he didn't die that way, but at some point in his lifetime, did he get hit by a car?
Not while I owned him. He did have another owner before me.
Okay. Yeah, I hear he got hit by a car. It's why he had kind of a weird walk. Did he have a different walk?
Yeah, he did have this thing in his hip. His hip would go out sometimes.
Yeah, he got hit by a car. Okay, so George... he's laying in your lap right now, Kate. I don't mean to make you cry because I'm a huge animal lover. And, I'm so sorry. I had a dog attacked by coyotes, so I understand how horrific that is. Luckily, my dog Milo lived, but, George will be back in your life, Kate, within a year. It'll be a kitten. It's a tabby. Orange tabby is what I'm being told. It's a kitten.
Okay.
Yeah. And you'll kind of find him. It'll be a male. And you'll kind of find him. And you'll say, oh, it's George. And he'll have the exact same personality. Exact same that you've loved, 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 loved. In a new body, so we'll be able to move around a little bit more effortlessly and easily. There'll be something about the tail that you'll laugh out loud at that tail. So you'll know this tabby. I'm hearing you can't miss it and just look at the tail. And it's George.
Great. Great. Well, thanks for calling in. It's so true, you know, when you know that that pet is for you. You know, the animals pick us, right, Michelle? And they just sense what we need and they give it to us. And, you know, I know we lost our dog Molly in May, and I'm always feeling her with me, and I know she's not going anywhere. And I like to tell people when they feel that their animal, they're thinking about their animal, there's a pretty high chance that that animal's with them. Don't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and for Kate, George, really, you know, animals and their vibration are much like human beings. Now, some humans find animals easier than other human beings, but they resonate, and they resonate to very high vibrations. You know, it's talking about this vibration of love being 528 hertz. Many, many animals resonate above the levels of love, and it's why we love to cuddle with them, to pet them, because we actually find tuned to their resonance sometimes doing that. So it's fantastic. We know it's very healing. And yeah, and George really, really, really put a smile on Kate's face. I hear he would just make her laugh. So yeah. Kate, for George.
Yeah. You know, I was tuning into Kate and I was getting teary-eyed. So I'm feeling your stuff there too, my friend. okay, can we move on to another one here? You know that we're almost out of time. This show is quickly. I've got a question here from Pamela, and I think it's kind of a question on her spiritual health. She's saying, it's Pamela from Sacramento, California, and her question is writing my key enhancement, or what can I do to be a better spiritual being?
Oh, Pamela, what your guys want to say is it's tough to improve on the best. Like, you're so, so good at this, but you want to keep going, and it's coming forth. The universe hears your prayers. Now, you are working on a lot of self-worth issues, which many beings are. That's pretty common. And what I'm hearing is to let it go, move on. You are all that and more, is what I'm hearing.
Sounds like she's being hard on herself, is she?
Yeah, you are all that and more. You have a tougher time meditating, and you keep wanting to really hear. Now, everyone has a different sense of these senses. Now, why do I say it that way? Is that your gift is truly feeling, Pamela, versus hearing. So you feel the answer. Now, that's as accurate as hearing, as seeing. You know, many, many, many beings who are high-level, worldwide psychic mediums feel things. They just feel things. Some hear, some see, some do all three like me. But what I'm hearing, Pamela, is to trust the feeling part, and that's what you're going through right now. So trust it, and I'm hearing something, Pamela, that you'll understand is this whole aspect to it being sacred to have your feet washed. And to do that, that's a great spiritual practice for you, is to have your feet washed and to wash feet. Oh, for you to wash feet, you'll find a lot of kind of a divine nature in that for your spiritual practice, and that you'll understand this.
Perfect. Well, thank you, Pamela, for your question. And thank you, Michelle, for answering it. How about we go on to Elizabeth now? Elizabeth is Burlington, Ontario, Canada.
Okay, and what's her question?
She wants to know how her health is now. She had a heart attack a while back.
Yeah, this one's a little trickier. And Elizabeth, I just want to predicate I'm not doing any diagnosis here. This is just for entertainment purposes only. Mm-hmm. But piece of you that just doesn't feel like you're going to last on the earth. And what I would say is, you know, we all have these agreements on earth to stay only so long. And your thought process is accurate as to what's occurring for you. And, you know, as we go through these transitions in life, these changes, it is very, very important when I'm being told for you to take a look at your agreements with other beings on the earth, and do you feel reconciled that you've really kept all of your agreements? Now, this is a special word for Elizabeth. Do you feel you've kept all your agreements on earth to the beings around you? Now, I'm not saying you're going to transcend immediately or soon. Trust that of your knowing. All of us are given a forewarning that we'll be transcending and leaving the earth. And typically, it'll be anywhere from 2 to 3 to 4 weeks, sometimes up to 6, but you'll usually have at least a month that people will feel, gosh, I to make amends, reconcile. For you, Elizabeth, it's keep your agreements. Did I keep my agreements? Did I fill my agreements? More fill, I'm hearing now. Fill your agreements with these beings on earth. You have a very, very, very compassionate heart, is what I'm hearing, Elizabeth. You do so much for so many, and be very, very proud of that. And that's what your guides are saying to me.
Good. And again, we want to point out that this is not a diagnosis that you're doing, that this is for entertainment purposes, right?
Absolutely.
You don't want to have anyone have breakdowns from, you know, what you're saying in that. So just know that, you know, if your intuition is telling you all to do something, listen
right.
to your health, right? Okay, we're only got a couple more minutes here. How about we take some time here now and that you read Christopher. Christopher, actually, do you have a specific question about your health?
Sure. It's the relationship between my mental health and physical health. As Sue knows, I have a hard time quieting my mind. I'm just a mind racer, and my mind, and it sounds like a pun, but my mind has a mind of its own and will continue to obsess about things like the unknown, and I can't relax, and it's very stressful, and I think it affects me in other ways. And I mean, Sue has tried to help me along quite a lot, but maybe you have some insight into this.
Yeah, Christopher, you've got what's happening so much on the earth. It's this ping pong game energetically. You go back and forth with your energy. It's like half of you, it's like the little angel and devil, except for it's not like that. It's this conversation in your head. You go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Now, you don't tend to ruminate. You look for solution, you move on, but then you're on to the next thing that you're ping-ponging back and forth again. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, and that's very, very, very common on the earth for people to say, gosh, I lay down or I sit down to meditate, to pray, to just relax. And what would be really, really, really helpful for you, Christopher, is I was told to take out this whole aspect to earthing, which is us taking our shoes and socks off and grounding to the earth. So it's literally the process is take your shoes and socks off and go and walk outside barefoot.
You know what's really funny about you saying that, and Sue, I'm not kidding, is I took my shoes off. My socks are on, but I took my shoes off about 5 minutes ago.
Oh, did you?
I never do that either.
See, Michelle, don't you think this guy is a little more intuitive than he lets on and admits?
He's very intuitive. He does, you know, listen, Christopher, you are here to solve all the world's problems, and you know that, and you just work overtime. So all I hear is to go pick up some, you know, when we do this earthing, when we put our feet flat on the ground, we pick up free-floating electrons. And these electrons bond with our atoms to just make them a little bit more stable, and it's healthy. It has a very great presence in our body when our atoms are stable. So this whole sense to vibration, you tend to pick people up who are positive, and you're very good, Christopher, at releasing people who are negative. You tend to make them laugh, and then you walk away, and you don't carry their vibration very much. But all I'm hearing is this kind of this split in your energy of ping-ponging till you find solution and then you move on to the next thing. And so earthing would be a great, great thing for you to do. Even if it's 10, 15 minutes a day, it would change your life for picking up some of these free-floating electrons.
Well, thank you very much. I just have to do it. It's easy to listen to, but just have to do it.
Okay, now let's address the next question for you, Christopher.
Mm-hmm.
About your eating habits, what would be the best foods for you to eat? Do you maybe want to ask her that question?
Sure. Let's.
Not that I'm getting involved here or anything, guys.
Well, no. Sue just keeps harping on this and reminding me, so we might as well just go with it.
Hot dogs, Christopher. Now, I don't know if I'm like, you know, do you like hot dogs or
Wait,
eat hot
dogs? I love hot dogs.
Okay.
You don't anymore, Christopher.
Oh, no.
I heard a rat nod you. All I heard was hot dogs.
Rats are good, too.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Here's the thing. When we're eating things that are unhealthy for us or that we feel that are a lower vibration, raise the vibration. That's why people bless their food. Believe it or not, saying a very beneficial thing to your food and raising the vibration of that food is unbelievably healthy. So it's why a lot of people bless their food. You can just say, hey, thank you, food, for nourishing me. There doesn't have to be any set process to it, but to know that the food you're taking in is truly nourishing your body. Because some of these, you know, when you start looking at some food and some different things like that, is there lower vibrations? And when you're putting in lower vibrations into your body, you're creating your body at a lower vibration. So the normal body resonates to about anywhere from 62 to 76 hertz. What we know is cancer sets in at about 42 hertz, and that things like candida, yeast, set in about 55 hertz. Typically, coffee, people will resonate at about anywhere from 58 to 60. So as soon as we hold these things or ingest them, we're ingesting this lower vibration that starts to affect our body. Well, it's like that whole thing when I'm eating, you know, food that isn't healthy for my body. Well, I feel it. I feel sluggish. I don't feel good. So that's how food works. So bless your food and raise the vibration. Now, you will have effects if you eat sugar every day, all day long. No matter how much you bless it, it does start to have its effects on the body. But it is one way you can get away with a hot dog. Bless it, Christopher. And I hear that's what you're going to be doing.
I think it's funny that you're talking in terms of hertz, because we talk in terms of hertz all the time in radio.
Yeah, yeah. And really, that's how our body works. It's this whole hertz, and what we're putting in is what we're fine-tuning our electromagnetic field to. Absolutely. So just take a look, and that's how food works within the body.
Now we have to add, though, Michelle, that Christopher, by blessing your chips and your can of Coke, is not going to help change things for you. Okay. But, you know, on another note, though, Michelle, I know you said to me to bless my food, and because some of the food I was eating was really, really raising my vibration. And since I started blessing my food, it has really made a difference. And I find now if I'm not eating that whole food, I feel it really strongly. I'm very sensitive to it now. So Christopher, she knows what she's talking about with your eating, okay, my friend?
I know she does, and I know you do too, Sue. So
do you feel me kicking your butt right now?
I can feel it, yes. And as you were doing that, I just had a call from a young lady, Michelle, in Florida, and I told her, well, you know, we only have 2 minutes left in the show.
Well,
too bad.
Okay, on that point now, Michelle, people who couldn't talk to you, they can go to your website to connect with you?
Oh, absolutely. They can come to my website. I do private sessions.
Okay.
I have clients all over worldwide, so just visit my website, and thank you so much for listening. I'm sorry if I didn't get to, and I'm so honored to be on the show, Sue.
Share your website with everybody again, can you, Michelle?
Sure. It's my first and last name. It's Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, and it's Houchens, Houchens.com.
Okay.
And yeah, absolutely.
So if they want to have like a reading with you, is there a special link on your site? Does it
Absolutely. Just, yeah, there's a contact form. Just reach out to me. It comes right into my email, and I'll get back to you within 24 hours.
Perfect. Well, my friend, thanks for being on the show. We are so out of time. So, folks, check out Michelle. Check more about me out at AskSueLondon.com. Now, I want to thank my guest today, Michelle Hutchins, for being with us. But I want to thank all of you, too, for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. Now, next week we have another special show. Our guest is going to be Garth Riley, and the topic is bullying. We're now started back to school, lots of things happening for our kids. So Garth Riley is going to be addressing bullying. On behalf of my guest, Michelle Hutchins, my wonderful producer, Christopher DiPaolo, and myself, Sue London, we wish you much love and many blessings. Have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.